Lama Yasa. Where does the word poda come from? What do we do with it? Lama Yasa. Drash leketanya. Ketzad oyoisin. Noisin nesa peder abes hashchita. They used to put the fats on top of the beis hashchita. Umaleyu, and they would carry it up together. Vizehu derech kovod shamala. This is a derech kovod, that the respectful way. If you want to bring the head after a shita, it doesn't look so nice. It's cut there, the all the blood there. So we cover it up with the poder. That makes the beis hashchita look nicely. So drash lema yosa. Ho af heim bechal hanasochim. Tivishleim hor rosh tashin leim shchita schulin di yitzroch lefishin emar vipshit viorkoi. Ein li bechal arichel hanasochim. Shem bechal hanhefshit. Menan the rabbi sa rosh. Shekvar hutis bechita. Lehoye bechas hefshit. And we need a word here, a rosh, to say that's also mechal the erich, because it wasn't mechal the afshata. When you skinned it, the head was off already. Tamalay meth a rosh. El a peda mechalam afshatim hu. V'lo maksiv. What is the plus of mechal to say the word peder here? Ay, it's mechal hafshatim. Like that's part of the animal later that you skin it. And the plus says any part of the animal that you skin, you cut it off and bring it on the mizbech. So pshita you bring the peder on the mizbech. What does the plus have to say it for? So the chiddush is that the peder goes with the rosh. Derech kovid, lefisha beis hashchita meluchluch v'dam harosh. Because the mokim, when you cut the head, the beis hashchita, it's full of blood, it doesn't look so nice. So that's this posik, that as rosh of yes pidroi, they tell us that the peder goes right next to the rosh, and the head has to go first. So the first kohen always carried the head. And the Gemara says, since the head only had a lot of bones, didn't have too much meat with it, so therefore that kohen also carried up the right leg with him also. Vaitam. Now later on in the day, they made a third piyus, a third type of a girl to choose another kind to do another avoida. What did they choose by the third piyus? Chadoshim l'kteris. They always, every single day, twice a day, they picked a new kain to do the kteris. That's called chadoshim l'kteris, a new kain. Rashi mi shaloi zoch l'kteris miyamav. Only a kain that was never zech to do the kteris. V'gmar v'forash maishno chadoshim. V'kach hoyu machrizin kol bazara. That was the curl also. We're only taking a new kain to do the k'teris. We can't have a kain that did it once already. He can't do it a second time. Now, boy of Yefisu, they made the girl, this pious, to choose a kain to do the k'teris. For Yehoravi, what was the fourth pious throughout the day? We said before, at four different times in the day, they made four different pious. What did they choose the fourth time? That's chadoshim im yishonim, new and old kainim together, mimala evorim min akevesh lemezbech. Who's going to take the pieces of meat if from the kevesh to carry it up to the mizbeach? Whereas before we were only talking about the kohen was zeicha to carry it from the makom hashchita up until the kevesh. And before we had that, the kohen used to take a break. They used to put the evarim down on the kevesh, and then they go into the lishka to daven to say kriyas shema, and then they come back again and carry it weiter up to the mizbeach. So mashma, there's a new piyus. Who would be zeicha to carry up the evarim from the kevesh to the mizbeach? So the Gemara, Tana, it was learned that me'olam loishana adam bo. One kohen never did the k'teres twice. It never happened. It did it two times. The more my time, how come? What step is punked by the avoid the k'teres? We don't let a kohen do it twice. Omer Rebbe Chanina, mifnei shema seres, because it makes you rich. Rashi, lefikach lohaya menicha noisay l'shanis. We didn't let you do it twice. Like we wanted everybody to get a chance to do it. So therefore, since it's a school to become rich, we let everybody get a chance. So therefore, there were enough kahanim that there was always another kohen to do it. Omalei Rav Papa, Le'abaya, my timer. How do we know this? How do we know you become rich? The kohen that does the k'teris, he becomes rich. Ilayim, if you want to tell me from the pasuk in Devarim that says Mishum Nechsiv, Yaseh Mulketeris Biapechom, talks about putting the k'teris Ochsiv Basrei. Right after that, the pasuk says Borech Hashem Cheloi, that Hashem will give you a bracha. So Mashma, the one that does the k'teris. He'll be zeicha with the Baruch Hashem Chel, Hashem will give him a bracha. For at Gemari Hachi, if that's the pshat, that because Baruch Hashem Cheloi, Yisrael will be a bracha, he'll become rich. For the Gemara Oilu Nami, or Bezoi, whoever brings the Korban Oilu, should also become rich. Because like Siv, in this first pasuk, it says, Yisim Mutas Mapecha, V'cholol Al Mizbechecha, it says. V'cholol Al Mizbechecha, the whole thing should be burnt on the Mizbech, which is talking about a Korban Oilu. So the first pasuk says Yosim Mukatera Biapechom V'chol Al Mizbechechom. So it's talking about the k'teris and about a korban oilo. And then it says Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So Mehecha Taisi Baruch Hashem Cheloi only goes on the k'teris and not on the korban oilo. The Lechura goes on both of them. So from here it's Shver Avada should go on both of them. So So you can't say you become rich from the Keteris for this pasuk of the Baruch Hashem Cheloi. This pasuk is not talking about becoming rich. On Stam's Kasha, how do you know it goes to one, not the other one? On Malay, the Teretz is, Hoshchichi v'holoshchichi. It is a Svara. No. It could be learned out the Keteris to become rich from this pasuk. But it's a Svara, the Baruch Hashem Cheloi. The Bracha only goes on the Keteris because that's not so Shchich. Like we said, you only bring twice a day the Keteris. Mashenk and a carbon oil, you could bring 100 a day, so it's not mistavel as a brach, whoever brings a carbon oil should become rich. Because if so, everybody should be rich. Like if you have 100 carbonas a day of a carbon oil, so you have to have so many kanim, so many people should be rich. So it's more mistavel to say, the posse giving the bracha goes on the avoida that doesn't happen so often, on the k'teris. So drashi hola shchicha. Umistavra, the chiksiv oisher, ad lo shchicha. It goes on the one that's not so often. Because if not, if it goes in the carbon oil law, since a lot of kanim, it happens often every day, you can bring a lot of them, there should be a lot of ashirim. So Melas Mestavra to say the bracha goes on the avoid of the keteris and not on the avoid of the carbon oil. Omar Rovi said, Loi Mishkachat Tzumim Rabbonin, I never found the Tzumim Rabbonin, the Talmud Chacham, to marry, that was zeichet to be a poisek, to give that harah, elo deyosi mishavet Levi, oi mishavet Yisachar. Either he comes from Shevet Levi, or else he comes from Shevet Yisachar. The Drashi, the Moira, Shemoira Harois B'Yisrael. He's Zeichet the Paskin Shalos for Klal Yisrael. Levi, how do we know he comes from Shevet Levi? The Pasuk says, Yoiro Mishpotecho LeYakov. He should be the one to teach out the Halachas to Klal Yisrael. So that's Shevet Levi. Yisachar, how do we know from Shevet Yisachar? The Pasuk says, Ovenei Yisachar Yoidei Vino Loitim Lodas Mayaseh. Mayasi Yisrael, so that Yichla Yisrael should know what to do, to come onto the Bina of Yisachar. So they're also Paiskim. So therefore, to be a Paisik, you either come from Shevet Levi, or you also come from Shevet Yisachar. For the Gemara of Eimei Yehuda, maybe he wasn't from Shevet Yehuda also. Nami Dechziv, because the Pasuk of Tillim says, Yehuda Mechaikakel. So Havaminer is, Mechaikakel means, they're like the leaders. So if you're a leader, you're a Chaikik. You're the one that gives the laws, you give the Chukim. So Chura, you paskin, you're giving the laws out. So Chura, you see, Yehuda also is called Mechaikakei. They also give out the laws. They're also paskin. Have the Gemara know, Asuke Shemaito Aliba de Hilkasa Kamina. We're talking about the ones that are paskin Shalas Aliba de Hilkasa. In other words, true, the Yehuda was called Mechaikakei. Mechaikakei means they were like the rulers. In other words, Pashi learned the Mashah says here that there was an advisor. No, they had a Paisik. They were the Mechaikakim. They were the rulers. But they didn't make the psak themselves. Somebody else told them the psak what they're supposed to do, and they made sure it was carried out. That's called mechaikakei. But they themselves did not make the shemaita talib b'hilchasa. Who were the poiskim? That was either Shevet Levi or else Shevet Yisachar, but not from Shevet Yehuda. Rashi says a little bit different. Rashi says alib b'hilchasa lohiras kedas l'kalocha. So, what did who zeicha to be hara kedas ukalocha? That's only Shevet Yehuda or Shevet Levi or Shevet Yisachar, but not Shevet Yehuda. Even though it says by mechaikakei, the Bais says they weren't zeicha lohiras kedas ukalocha. I'm not sure what that means. Mechaikakei means they gave out laws. So chura obzei doesn't enough mean they gave out the wrong laws. But what the Mashiach says, it just means that they made sure the laws were obeyed, but they didn't make them. The ones that made them were the poiskim. Right. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein mefaisin al tomet shabein harbayim. They did not have to make another special piece for the kohanim to bring the tomet shabein harbayim. Elo, what do we say? Koyin shezocha by b'shachris, zocha by avris. The same kind that did the avoid in the morning, the same kind that did the shchita in the morning by the Talmud Shoshachar, that kind again does the shchita in the afternoon by the Talmud Shoben Abayim. Because we don't have another piece here for the Talmud Shoben Abayim. The Rashi says, Shezocha by Shachris, ish, each person, each kind, Shezocha by avoid in the morning, he does the avoid in the afternoon. Meisvei have a kash on this. Kishem Shemafais and Shachris, Kach mafais and ben abayim. It says clearly the same way they made a piece in the morning, that's the way they made a piece in the afternoon. So mashma, there was a special piece for the Tomei Shabein Abayim. And the Gemara, Kitanya hi b'kteris. That's only talking about the k'teris. Like we learned before, no kohen ever brought the k'teris twice. So the keteris they brought in the morning, and they also brought keteris in the afternoon. So the keteris, the same kohen that did it in the morning, he cannot do it in the afternoon. So for the keteris, we had to have a new piece. But Enechnami, the kohanim that did the korban atomid in the morning, the same kohanim did the same avoider in the afternoon by the tomid shobein habayim. So Rashi Kitani he bekteris lefish loshana adam bo, because no kohen ever did it twice. That's why you had to have a separate piece for the keteris. For the Gemara about Tanya, we learned like this in the Braisa, that Kishem Shemafaisin Loy Shachris, the same way they made a piece to choose in the morning, Kach Mafaisin Loy Yaris, the same way they made a piece in the afternoon, that Loshin Loy is Mashma for the Korban Atomid, it's going on. That's the Loshin Zocher, it's Mashma Loy for the Korban Atomid, the same way they made the piece in the morning, they made it in the afternoon. Gemara says, Eim Allah? No, it says it goes on Loy, it goes on the Keteris. It means the same way they made a piece in the morning for the Keteris, who would then they made in the afternoon for the Keteris also? But not for the Tomid Shobein Abayim. No, the same Kohanim that did the Avoidu in the morning, did it in the afternoon. For the Gemara of Tanya, we look at a price like this, that Kishem Shemafaisin Loy Shachris, Kach Mafaisin Loy Arvis, so Loy is partially going on the Tomid, and Vaita says clearly, O Kishem Shemafaisin Loy, the same way we made a piece in the morning for the Keteris, a Shachris, Kach Mafaisin Loy Arvis, the same way in the afternoon, we also made a second piece for the Keteris. So it says clearly here that there were two separate pieces for the Tomid, one for Tomid Shoshacha, one for Tomid Shoben Abayim, and another special piece for the Keteris in the morning, Keteris in the afternoon. So here you see clearly there were two separate pieces for the Keteris, for the Tomid. Omer Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, Hocha v'Shabbos Askinin. I tell you here, this price is true. It's mashma that two separate pieces for the Tomid, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. That's only talking about on Shabbos. Why? Because the mishmar changed over in Shabbos. Hey, Shabbos morning, there was one mishmar. That was from the last week. The kohanim that did the avodah that whole week. And Shabbos in the afternoon, a new set of kohanim came in. A new base av came in to do the avodah. So therefore, on Shabbos, you can't have the same kohanim that did the avodah in the morning by the Tomid Shachar to do it in the afternoon by the Tomid Shabbos Abayim. Because there's a different crew of kohanim. So since there's a new mishmar coming in, Shiti had to have a new piyus for Shabbos. Rashi, hoylo mishmaris mishchatzos, or mishma sheovad shachris, ain't a yavid ben abayim. The same kohanim that did the avodah in the morning, they're not here in the afternoon anymore. There's a new mishma coming in. So merely you have to have a new piece. So tomorrow lomai the sakot adaita mikora nefish lo paisos. Like the havamina, that what? That every single day there was a special piece for the tomid shobein habayim. Or b'zayd there are more than four pieces throughout the day. We had before Yoni make four pieces throughout the day. If you tell me now there's a new piece for the Tomid Shabbos Abayim, Poshut, when do you do this? This was done right before the Tomid Shabbos Abayim. So there should have been five piyusim throughout the day. And we only learned you only make four. So Drash Lamai, the Sakna Daitin, Shoy Mephaisin, Vein Abayim, the Fish Lupaisois. And for the Gemara, Maiso Kula Mitzafru Osui. The Zoche Boshachris, Zoche, the Zoche Biavris. The Torah says no. In the morning, when they made the piyus for the Tomid Shoshachar, at that time they made another piyus for the Tomid Shabbos Abayim. So true, there's only four different times of the day that they made piyusim. But in the morning, when they made the piyus for the Tomid Shoshachar, they made another special piyus right after that, right away after, for the Tomid Shabbos Abayim. So there were two different piyusim, but it wasn't at two different times of the day. Therefore it's good, there's only four different times of the day that had piyusim. But just at the same time when they did the piyus for the Tomid Shoshachar, they also made the piyus for the Tomid Shabbos Abayim. But it was two separate piyusim, and two different sets of kohanim did the 13 different avodas. The fourth piyus, new and old ones came, that was to carry up the evor and the pieces of meat from the kevesh up to the mizbeach. So the Gemara masnisen like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah does not come out like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanan we learned like this in the Mishnah in Gemara and Tomid that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov oimer hamala evorim lekevish. The same kahanim that started to carry up these pieces of meat from the mokum hashchita to the kevish. True, then they put it down on the kevish because they have to go to say krishma. But after they get finished davening, hu mala oislam mizbeach. The same kahanim go again and carry up those pieces of meat up to the mizbeach. So our Mishnah does not go like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, because according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, there's no fourth piyus. As our Mishnah said, there's a special piyus for the kohanim to carry a new set of kohanim now, to carry the pieces of meat from the kevesh up. So the Marba my Kimivlugi, what's the machloikis awatano and your blessed Ben Yaakov? Masova Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. There's an Indian to have as many kind of to do the work as possible. So therefore we divided the work in half. One set carried it from the base from the Makom Hashchita to the beginning of the Kevish, and another set the Kohanim carried it up. Bereivam Hadras Melech, have as many Kohanim to do it as possible. There's an Indian, the Bereivam. Umas Sover, no, Makom Hashchina Lavurchaya. Makom Hashchina is not so nice, like Rashi says, Lemechse command the Torah Lemilsa. If you have to pick a new set of Kohanim, it looks like the old set are tired already. They carried this piece of meat from the Makom Hashchita, and they put it down by the Kevish, and now they stop and go away and let somebody else finish it. It looks like they're disgusted to do the Avodah. They don't want to do anymore. That's why they're stopping, and somebody else has to take over. So that's not nice. It's not Kavod Hashchina to let the Kohanim that started to do it, not to finish it. Therefore, it's a Svarav, Lezim Yaakov says, the Kohanim that started to carry, they are the same Kohanim that finished carrying it up to the top of the Mizbech. Omar Rova, Loi Reb Lezim Ben Yaakov Isled Reb Yehuda. He does not like Reb Yehuda. The loy Reb Yehuda is like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, and not Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So Rashi, loy Reb Lezer ben Yaakov is like Reb Yehuda. The Yomar loy hoye pious lamachto v'noisein Reb Lezer ben Yaakov pious lamachto tachas pious v'nakemish l'mizbech. But before we had over here on the base that Reb Yehuda said loy hoye pious lamachto, they did not make a special pious for v'shastik teres to pick the special current to make the machta carry the shovel full of coals. El a current shezacha victorious, oim lezesh imoy, zachi mi b'machta. They made one pias for the current of zecha to get the victorious. He carried in the victorious into the mizbech apanim, and he was the one to put it down on the coals. But after he was zecha, the next one on his right side, he automatically was the one to take the machta. That was the Yehuda Shita. So now the Gemara is saying that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that says there was not a special pias for the Eivorim, cannot hold like Rabbi Yaakov. Because everybody is moided, there were four piyusim throughout the day. So what was the fourth piyus? Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, there was no piyus to carry up the pieces from the kevah to the mizbeach, because the same kind of the carried at the beginning, carried it up later. So what was the fourth piyus? You have to say, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov argues on Rabbi Yehuda. And the fourth piyus was for the machta. Which coin was there for the machta? There was a special piyus. Now, Rabbi Yehuda that holds, there was no pious for the machta. What was the fourth pious? He asked all like the Tana of Al Mishnah, not like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that they changed over. So it was a new pair of Kohanim to carry the piece of meat now from the Kevish to the Mizbeach. That's what the Gemara is saying now, that not Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds like Reb Yehuda, and not Reb Yehuda Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Why? Dim came, Botshu L'Paisos. You're not going to have four pieces. V'imashkachas Tana, the Tana Chumash. If you can find one Tana that says you should know there were five piyusim throughout the day, you should know who the like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov or the like Reb Yehuda. He holds like neither of them. In other words, he holds the five of them.